Lent, Week 1, Saturday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus, think on me, and purge away my sins. From earth-born passions set me free, and make me pure within. Lord Jesus, think on me, with care and woe oppressed. Let me thy loving servant be, and taste thy promised rest. Lord Jesus, think on me, amid the battle's strife. In all my pain and misery, be thou my health and life. Lord Jesus, think on me, nor let me go astray. Through darkness and perplexity, point thou the heavenly way. My eyes watch for you before dawn. Psalm 118. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My eyes watch for you before dawn. The Lord is my strength. I will sing his praise. He is my salvation. A canticle from Exodus 15. I will sing to the Lord, glorious his triumph, horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength, my song, my salvation. This is my God, I extol him, my Father's God, and I give him praise. The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name. The chariots of Pharaoh he hurled into the sea. At the breath of your anger the waters piled high. The moving waters stood up like a dam. The deeps turned solid in the midst of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the plunder. I shall have my will. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. You blew with your breath. The sea closed over them. They went down like lead into the mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you, so glorious in holiness, spreading fear through your deeds, you who do marvels? You stretched forth your hand, the earth engulfed them. Your love has guided the people you redeemed, your power has led them to your holy dwelling place. You will lead them and plant them on your mountain, the place, O Lord, where you have made your home, the sanctuary, Lord, which your hands have made. The Lord will reign for ever and ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is my strength. I will sing his praise. He is my salvation. O praise the Lord, all you nations. Psalm 116. O praise the Lord, all you nations, acclaim him, all you peoples, strong is his love for us, he is faithful for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O praise the Lord, all you nations. A reading from Isaiah chapter 1. Wash, make yourselves clean, take your wrongdoing out of sight. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Search for justice, help the oppressed. Be just to the orphan, plead for the widow. Come now, let us talk this over, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Responsory: It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. and from the evil word. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It is he who will free me from the snare of the hunters. Pray for those who persecute you, and for those who treat you badly. In this way you will be sons and daughters of your Father in heaven, says the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pray for those who persecute you, and for those who treat you badly. In this way you will be sons and daughters of your Father in heaven, says the Lord. Intercessions. Christ has made us into a new creation. He gave us a new birth in the waters of baptism, and nourishes us with his word and his body. Let us glorify him in our prayer. Renew us, Lord, by your grace. Jesus, you are gentle and humble in spirit. Grant us something of your pity, something of your kindness, and something of your patience towards all. Renew us, Lord, by your grace. Teach us to be neighbours to the sad and the needy. Let us imitate you, the Good Samaritan. Renew us, Lord, by your grace. May the Blessed Virgin, your Mother, intercede for religious women. Through her prayers, may they serve you in the Church ever more perfectly. Renew us, Lord, by your grace. Grant us the gift of your mercy, pardon our sins, and save us from punishment. Renew us, Lord, by your grace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Turn our hearts to yourself, Eternal Father, so that, always seeking the one thing necessary and devoting ourselves to works of charity, we may worship you in spirit and in truth. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.